This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Rescuers have been searching through smoking wreckage, trying to find anyone who may have survived a head-on crash between two trains in Greece. Dozens of people are known dead, and the station master in the nearby city of Larissa has been arrested, though it's not clear yet what caused the crash. Here in the U.S., a powerful weather system could affect the lower 48 states. The AP's Donna Warder.
California continues to be battered by fierce weather, with fresh snow falling in the mountains and even cold temperatures in the San Francisco Bay and elsewhere. But National Weather Service meteorologist David Roth says another storm is expected to target all 48 lower states, and the precipitation you get depends on where you live in relation to a warm front.
If you're near and just north of the warm front, you'd be talking about heavy rainfall. If you're far enough to the north of the warm front and the cold air, you'd be talking about freezing rain and snow. And in the west, since it's a cold enough system, there'll be snow.
That means at least a foot of snow for northern Arizona, southern Utah, and southern Colorado. I'm Donna Warder.
Standoff at a home in Kansas City after three police officers were shot and wounded while executing a search warrant. Police Chief Stacey Graves says the officers announced themselves and then the shooting started.
So obviously whoever was shooting at them, I would assume that they knew that they were police because they knocked and announced. And when I say knock and announce, I mean knocked on the door. Police. That's when you announce that you are the police.
All the officers are expected to recover. Nobody immediately taken into custody. The police chief was heard there on KMBC-TV in Kansas City. No second term for Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot. Voters have decided the candidates Paul Vallis and Brandon Johnson will meet in a runoff in April. Lightfoot says she put the city on a right path, though. This is AP News. The latest on Ukraine now. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
A Ukraine official says frontline troops may pull back from Bakhmut. An advisor to the president says Ukraine's military could retreat from the key eastern stronghold of Bakhmut amid a relentless Russian offensive that sought for months to capture the city. Alexander Rodnyansky says our military is obviously going to weigh up all the options. So far, they've held the city, but if need be, they will strategically pull back. We're not going to sacrifice all of our people just for nothing. The Battle for Bakhmut in Ukraine's eastern Donetsk region has become a symbol of Ukrainian resistance, with Russian troops taking heavy casualties in a months-long campaign to capture it. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Gas is $3.35 a gallon this morning, 4 cents cheaper than a week ago, says the AAA, 5 cents less than a month ago. A year ago, gas was $3.61 a gallon. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Lowe's knows how to help you save. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select Whirlpool kitchen appliances. Plus, get an additional 10% off when you buy two or three select major appliances. And when you buy four or more, you'll save an additional 20%. Find the right appliances and features that fit your kitchen's unique needs and style. Shop Whirlpool 4th of July deals at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.